Early on, I had stomach problems. My stomach was really windy, noisy, mainly noisy at night. Used to wake Terry up, used to wake everybody in the house up. So then I started to look to try and find out what the cause was. And we went through a whole time of going to the doctor. Go to the doctor, doctor would send me away, come back, see me in a couple of weeks. If it's better, we'll do something. If it's not better, we'll do something about it. And that is the way things go on.
And do you remember sort of that appointment when they told you that it was cancer?
It was more the when we went in, we had no idea that you had cancer. And
no, it went straight from the diagnostic portion straight on to talking to the oncologist. And then he said to me at that point in time, he said, it's going to get you. It's a matter of just time. Great, you walk in, you're all right, you got a bit of tummy ache. And then you're told, well, that's it. It'll get you. The mental effect is you do feel, and quite wrongly, that you've had something taken away from you. It's, you just tend to lose out a bit on your future. You can't plan. But I mean that the illness has taken the opportunity.
And Terry, I know for you, you're both in your mid-50s and,
yes.
And your beautiful home here in the Devon countryside, this was supposed to be all about your retirement. How hard is it to accept now that as Mark's just said, isn't going to go to plan?
Words don't really describe that, because you don't ever plan that kind of thing is going to happen. And you think about your future, and suddenly that's been whipped away, and I'm having to think of a different future. But I find the only way I can get through my days is not to think about that. I have learned very much to try and live in the moment, because it catches you out otherwise. Just simple things like going shopping in Tesco's, and I'm buying food for us both, and then I suddenly think, well, one day I'm going to be doing this for myself, and I just feel like I want to stand there and scream. You can't allow that, because otherwise you wouldn't be able to put one foot in front of the other.
And for you, I mean, Mark talked a little bit about the diagnosis and that it took a little bit of time. And I know that you're very keen on the raising the awareness, and particularly of the charity that would like to do the research. Why for you now is that so important, looking back on how and when Mark was diagnosed?
We just feel that now's the time to try and reach out there, because it unfortunately it is killing a lot more people. I'm told that this is killing more people than cervical cancer, but nearly everybody's heard of cervical cancer, but they haven't heard of glangiocarcinoma. So it's we just feel that this is quite important now. So we know that it might not help us, but you always want to try and help other people.
For most people, it's so difficult to imagine being in your situation. But are you scared?
Yeah. Only because of everything I'll leave that's not finished.